This beautiful, curly-headed, bearded little nerd is the only person truly making America great again. As if we needed another reason to love him, he has gone and pissed off the Jewish lobby, in addition to nearly all of Congress. Why, you may ask? Well, have you heard of H.R. 867? Probably not, because everyone is too busy talking about President Trump dressed as the Pope. Because, you know, that's what's really important in life. H.R. 867 is known as the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. It codifies a Trump-era executive order by amending the Anti-Boycott Act of 2018. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act would declare that anti-Semitism is a prohibited form of discrimination in schools and universities. That doesn't sound too bad, but here's the kicker. According to the legislation, it would use the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism in assessing cases of anti-Semitic discrimination through the Department of Education. Now, in case you forgot, this is the same Department of Education that President Trump, MAGA, and MAGA politicians want to abolish. They're literally against something while also being for that same thing. So what are the penalties? Well, fines up to $1 million and up to 20 years in prison for violating the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Talk about chilling free speech. This bill specifically prohibits someone from refusing to do business with companies organized under the laws of the boycotted country, as well as furnishing information about whether someone is associated with charitable or fraternal organizations that supports the boycotted country. Get that? Boycotts, that are essentially you protesting with your pocketbook, are prohibited. Welcome to America in 2025. People like Representative Thomas Massie and Senator Rand Paul believe that this legislation will be applied in a draconian fashion, allowing the criticism of Zionism and the Israeli government to congeal into one big nasty blob of censorship. Simply put, the death of free speech. Senator Paul allegedly got into a tense exchange with the proponents of the bill after a hearing on Capitol Hill. He is reported to have posed the question as to whether Christians would be prohibited from saying that the Jews killed Jesus. He also allegedly alluded to the fact that this legislation would be similar to something you'd see in Nazi Germany. But let's go back a little bit. What is the definition of anti-Semitism according to the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance? It says, quote, "Anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed towards Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities." A perception of Jews? Okay, that seems vague. The IHRA has a whole handbook on outlining what this definition looks like in practice. In fact, out of the 11 examples of anti-Semitic speech, 6 of them have to do with the State of Israel. All 11 are listed on the screen. God forbid I read them out, it might trigger some weird YouTube algorithm. So for now, you'll just have to read them if you want to know more. But I'd like to draw your attention to 2 of them. One that mentions that the whole killing Jesus thing is considered anti-Semitic, and then the one that prohibits comparing Israel policies to those of the Nazis. I guess Senator Paul is saved because he merely compared the U.S. to Nazis, not Israel. That was a close one. We almost lost one to the anti-Semitic cancel culture. Now, recently, Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana added an amendment to this legislation to assuage evangelicals and allow them to blame whoever they want for Jesus' death. It states in the legislation that it would not, quote, "diminish or infringe upon any right protected under the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, including the free exercise of religion." You would think if you had to correct this in a bill that maybe the entire concept is a complete violation of the Constitution. Just saying. Putting that little caveat in the bill is like saying free speech is okay for one religious majority, but for no one else. It's protecting discrimination against Jews by censoring everyone, while also applying this law discriminately to everyone but Christians. It's a radical mind freak of constitutional violations. Now, at that same meeting I mentioned earlier, Senator Paul cited Brandenburg v. Ohio from 1969, in which the Supreme Court ruled in favor of KKK member Clarence Brandenburg and his right to make anti-Semitic comments. Senator Paul also noted how other countries have fared when going down this route of censoring free speech and its disastrous effects. He said, quote, "In Europe, you can't say anything. In Europe, if you call a boy who thinks he's a girl a boy, you can go to jail for that. If you say something about the Holocaust in Europe, you can go to jail." That's true. Kate Scottow was arrested for misgendering someone in 2019. Neil Lloyd was arrested for a Facebook post that he made regarding the Israel-Palestine conflict. Both of these happened in England. Now, we already know how this will play out in the Trump administration. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his goon squad at the State Department arrested Palestinian-born Mohsin Mahdawi. He grew up in the West Bank before moving to America. He's a permanent resident of the U.S. and the former co-president of Columbia University's Palestinian Student Union. ICE agents detained him while he was at his naturalization hearing in Vermont. Little Marco accused him of using, quote, "threatening rhetoric and intimidation" against Jewish students during a protest on campus in 2024. Mahdawi has not been charged with a crime, and in the last few days, a judge finally released him. Get this, Secretary Rubio says he has the right, did you hear that correctly? The right to deport non-citizens. He claims he can do this when their, quote, "presence and activities in the United States would have serious adverse foreign policy consequences and would compromise a compelling U.S. foreign policy interest." Again, that seems fairly broad and vague. You could just say anybody would violate the foreign policy interests of the United States and then arrest them. Secretary Rubio claims this right from the Immigration and Nationality Act, which says it is up to the discretion of the Secretary of State to decide what kind of activity rises to the level of having, quote, "potentially serious adverse foreign policy consequences for the United States." Now, Rand Paul has given this H.R. 867 a big no, and Thomas Massie has as well. Shockingly, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's also voting no. Don't know how to process this one, but I guess a broken clock can be right two times a day. But here's what you need to think about. If we let H.R. 867 pass, will you comply? Will you let your free speech be prohibited for the benefit of another country? Just remember what Founding Father Benjamin Franklin said. Quote, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When the support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved." Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.